For years, Woods Hole's six science institutions have known diversity within their community is an issue they need to tackle. After commissioning a report about the state of race relations in their community, the institutions are embarking on a renewed effort. But what does it mean to confront the culture of a place and also decide to fix it from the workplace outward? WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Good morning. How is everyone today?
In late November, at the Marine Biological Laboratory, also known as the MBL, a number of scientists and institution employees gathered for mandatory mingling. This was no holiday party, though. The purpose? Diversity and bias training, run by two trainers from the University of Chicago.
If you're able, please everyone stand up. And I want you to mingle. Go find someone you don't know. Say hello.
Woods Hole has six major science institutions, and it's estimated that altogether they're about 90% white and 10% people of color, which includes African Americans, Asians, Latinos, and Native Americans. Anjali Scott Price is a scientist at the MBL. She's African American. She says she's heard of incidents happening within the workplace that push people of color away.
Having inappropriate words used in their presence that would obviously make them uncomfortable, being specifically left out of a group when they were disqualified for whatever the activity was, but was just left out more than a few times, you know, those kinds of things.
These homogenous demographics are not news to the science institutions. For the past decade, they've attempted to address these numbers with programs that bring in students of color to intern or do semesters in Woods Hole. Back in 2018, they hired an independent researcher from Harvard University to report on the state of diversity and inclusion in the local science community. The results were blunt. The 15-page document detailed what it called a dearth of diversity and a workplace culture of overt racism and microaggressions. Scott Price again.
Well, I think when the report came out, it was a big shock to a lot of people, and then also a kind of, seriously, people didn't know that, to a lot of other people. And I think it's really important that we have it because it actually brings a lot of things to light and things that were just like whispers in the hallway or just things that people dismissed is now actually on paper.
George Lyles is at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Woods Hole, one of the institutions included in the report. He's been working on diversity initiatives at his organization for 15 years, but he says the report was a wake-up call.
As much work as I do on this, I still was stunned by it. And I have to say that many of the examples, I was there when they happened, and I saw them happen, and like every other person who's not of color that I know who reads this report, I had the same reaction. I say, well, yeah, I sort of knew, but when you read seven pages of it, incident after incident, it had a bigger impact on me than seeing the things happen myself.
Lyles is part of a group of institution administrators pushing for greater diversity. He says the report was a turning point because it showed how much still needs to be done.
What we're talking about is changing a culture. And if you're going to do culture change, you need to have 10,000 discussions about who we are, who we think we are, who we want to be, how we're going to get there, what doesn't help us getting there. And you've just got to work through a process.
But how do you effectively change a culture? And does knowing something is a problem mean people will want to fix it? Charlotte Allegria is at the University of Toronto and studies exactly these questions. She says one-off events like diversity trainings typically don't have a great impact.
There's really mixed results related to actual diversity trainings. So it's not super clear that they always make a difference in terms of improving diversity-related outcomes.
But she says if organizations can find ways to have accountability for workplace behavior, meaningful change can be made.
Things that tend to be helpful are things that require people to change their behavior, right? And so recruiting in different places, setting up mentoring programs to make sure that the success of new hires is that someone's responsible for it.
Anjali Scott Price, back at the MBL, says in the year and a half since the report came out, she hasn't seen a lot of change personally.
I think there's more talk, which is good. I don't think there's a lot more actual change, such as like change in hiring practices or change in recruitment or change in just the environment and the way people deal with each other. I don't think there's a lot of change there.
The six science institutions of Woods Hole say they're continuing to move towards greater diversity in the community. Most tangibly, there's a push to create an overall demographic profile of the institutions, a simple accountability measure that doesn't exist now. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.